from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Final day of SEC Media Days today. Yesterday, big day. Obviously, no Saban for the first time with Bama. We talked about that. Kalen DeBoer apparently said all the right cliches, so everyone's happy. Sark was there as well. First time for him, of course, as the SEC head coach. Sounded like he handled himself correctly as well. It's always funny, like, we break down these guys' media availabilities. Like, what was he going to do?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what was he going to do that would have been not the right way? You know what I mean?
Right.
I think they all did okay.
Yeah, I mean.
As far as I could tell.
I mean, there was no controversy at all. There was
nothing. There was really no bulletin board material or anything
that.
Listening
to Sark and everything, the confidence that he has, and as he should. I mean, they got to replace those two biggins in the middle of the defensive line, but I mean, they are stacked. They went and got it was a transfer. They got one of the best offensive lines in the country. They got a proven winner at quarterback. Biggest thing for Quinn is he got to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing. And obviously, we know that Arch is behind him and everything. But no, Texas. I don't use the Texas is back and all that. I know they the real deal. They are one of the best teams in the country. And did they get a ruling yet about the horns down, if it's going to be a penalty yet?
Yeah, they talked about that. It was actually a pretty funny answer because they hadn't really committed to it one way or the other until the SEC rules commissioner or something like that spoke with the media. And he was pretty much like, yeah, you can do it.
Okay, thank you.
He gave a really long answer. He was like, there's three things that we take into account if we're going to penalize. And it's like,
what are they? The thrust?
No. Not like actions. But it's like three categories that you can't do. Like, it can't be taunting.
Right.
It can't be like an affront to the game or something like that. I don't know. That's kind of a gray area one. That's up to interpretation for the ref. But like, is it an egregious affront to the game? And then there's another one that I don't remember what it is. But basically, he was like,
all else if I don't care about it.
He can
do the horns
down. He gave an example of like when someone would do it, which was funny. They basically were like, yeah, you're in the SEC now, Texas. Deal with it.
Yes.
Because it's not that big of a deal.
Grow the hell up.
Yeah, he was like, look, I could imagine a situation where, you know, a Texas opponent scores a touchdown and then some teammates are running off the field and they do horns down to one another. That's not a penalty.
Thank you.
I was like, oh, good. Tell us other examples of when people can do horns down and not get penalized for it.
Thank you.
Because Washington beat Texas in the playoffs last year. Jalen McMillan caught a touchdown in the back of the end zone. He hit the horns down with the Washington fans that were behind the end zone. Didn't get penalized for it.
Exactly.
Shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yes.
You talk trash to your opponents sometimes in sports.
Yeah, I believe that.
I hear.
I believe that.
Heard that that's something
athletes like to do. For all, quit being soft. Like, you dunk at the end of a basketball game when you win it. Like, get over yourself. Try to fight me. Play better.
Yeah, dunked.
Yeah, we up by 20 points. Let me dunk. Yeah. Y'all, you know what? Why are we up by 20? Because y'all stink.
I got a dunk in.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I don't play that much.
Yeah, just so soft ass. just the softness of soft. Softest pond water. Or here whining about some damn celebration. But I tell you this. They are a damn good football team. They really, really are. They got a lot of talent. I think the biggest thing they got coming into the conference, they got depth. They got depth. They got a lot of interior depth and things like that. And, again, we talked about the quarterback. They got playmakers. They got runners. Their biggest thing, I think their biggest thing they're going to have to, and that was probably the best part of their defense last year, was that interior defensive line.
Those guys were monsters.
But it's Texas. And so Texas, you know, and Texas is winning, so they're getting those guys back. I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, when Mack left, it just fell off. You know, Texas just fell the hell off.
Yeah.
And then you look at it from standpoint, all the coaches that's been through there. What was that dork that came through that everybody wanted?
From Houston, right?
Yeah. God, what was his name?
I forget.
Because he was OC up at Ohio State. And then you remember what was his damn name? That coordinator that tried to flex. And I know people were talking about Georgia should have interviewed him instead. I was like, what?
You're talking about he was actually the head coach of Texas?
Yeah.
Tom Herman.
Tom Herman, that dork.
Yeah, that dork right there.
Yeah,
Charlie Strong for a couple years. Tom Herman for a couple years.
And
you know what I realized? I don't know why. Time flies like crazy. This is going to be Sark's fourth year.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like three. Yep. You could have even convinced me two.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, 4 years there is wild. And they got to the playoff last year, which is awesome for sure for them. I'm with you. Like, I don't know that it's a, okay, they're back now to perennially being that.
Yeah,
maybe. Right. Like, that's what he needs it to be. Last year needs to be sort of like the first building block of that, not the pinnacle of that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if you're a really good program and you're one of those types of programs.
And they are. I think they view themselves that way. I think they haven't. They made
the 14 playoff once.
They're a good damn team.
I know, Randy. I'm saying this team probably will make the playoff too, but I don't know that yet.
Right.
What I'm saying is last year was the best they've been since Brown left.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
And Mac Brown had a few bad years at the end of his tenure as well. So it's been a minute since Texas has really been.
When was the last? 09? 10?
Yeah, the Colt McCoy gets hurt in the national championship game. But like. It'd been a minute since they were really one of those teams every single year.
Oh, yeah.
And I get it. They have the financial backing. They've got the brand and all that stuff. And they view themselves that way. You just have to, if you're them, make sure last year was the start of it, not just one blip. Because a lot of teams get a blip.
Oh, no doubt.
Like TCU went to the national championship game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I won't say a lot of teams because not that many teams made the 4-team playoff. Only a handful of teams made the 4-team playoff more than once. But Texas only made it one time in that era.
Yeah.
So in that era, they were a blip team.
Yeah.
In this next era, in this 12 team, because that's where we are now, and I don't know how long it's going to be before we get to 16, but in the 12-team playoff era, you got to be in that thing every single year if you're Texas.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what you
if you are you who you at, think you are.
The one thing that, because Texas always had damn money. The resources have always been there.
They just had the wrong coach.
They had the wrong coach. And maybe the wrong quarterback and all these different things. They didn't have the biggins like they usually have. I think a guy said this morning, Texas hasn't had a first round offensive line since 2002.
Right.
You know,
but
you're
damn. But that's all the coach. The wrong coach is why you don't have those guys.
Yes. And so now you're in a situation where, you know, you got everything that you need. If you're Sark, this goes back to something I said about Lane Kiffin. Do you trust him?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the biggest thing. I think Lane Kiffin's a damn good coach. I don't think he's a great coach.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think
Sark's a great coach.
And me neither.
I think he's a good coach.
I think he's a good coach.
I think he might be a great recruiter.
Right.
He's an excellent recruiter.
Right.
And he's showing that at Texas now. He did it at Washington. Even in his brief time at USC, he was really good at recruiting before everything sort of fell apart. But is he a great in-game? You know, I don't know. Hasn't proven to be so far.
Yeah.
Kiffin certainly not.
Kiffin definitely not.
That's big questions for these guys right now, especially Kiffin. There's never been more expectations for him coming into a season ever. And so you got to live up to it.
Yeah, you bet.
At the very least, make the playoffs.
And
that's a 12-team playoff.
I think that helps guys like Lane Kiffin, because I do think Ole Miss will be one of the top 12 teams. So they'll be in. Of course, I obviously think Texas will be there and everything. And there's a possibility that they play Georgia three times probably. You know, which is crazy. You know, or the same thing
regular
with Alabama.
Season, SEC championship game, playoff.
Yeah, same thing with
that'd be crazy.
With Bama. It's a possibility they play each other three times. So that's always a crazy thing. But we talked about it earlier this week. The biggest thing for everybody is you got to stay healthy. You got to be healthy.
Yeah. And I think it's bigger for some too. Like Ole Miss has to stay healthy.
They're so top heavy.
Yeah, they got great starters.
Yes.
Georgia has a little bit more margin for error. Ohio State has a little bit more margin for error. Alabama has certain schools like that. And that's where you're trying to get to. Texas is trying to get to all these guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.